Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chief for Yourself. Now, here's Gio.
Hi, and welcome to Chief for Yourself. I'm glad you're with us today, where we happen to be in the world at this moment. Our guest today was a teenage runaway who endured a childhood of abuse and addiction. Marlise Carlin, though, managed to turn her life around. She became an award-winning film producer and author, among other things. And the emotional and physical trauma of her past and the illnesses it caused moved her to create new solutions. Marlise devoted more than 20 years to studying the mind-body connection, ancient scriptural teachings, healing traditions, and evolutionary science from the masters in those areas. All of that dovetailed into a life-altering experience that shifted her perception of what is possible for each one of us. Marlise Carlin is the author of The Simplicity of Stillness Method, 3 Steps to Rewire Your Brain and Access Your Highest Potential. Marlise, you've had quite, shall we say, a roller coaster type life, starting with all of the problems early on. And I guess a good starting point for us today, before we get into the SOS method, is to talk about that time early in your life, a crucial time when there was the abuse and the addiction, and you ran away. Pick it up from there and tell us what your life was like at that time.
Well, I became extremely angry. You know, life wasn't supposed to look like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a good girl. Why was life happening like this? And to try to calm that anger, I began looking for, you know, different ways to do that, and which led me, of course, into drugs. I'll say, of course, because it was a natural course of events, you know, in your teens, to find something to fill that hole. And then through time, I discovered that, it would take more and more drugs and more alcohol, and I wasn't getting rid of the anger. And so, when I discovered that, I started having illnesses from it. And I could even see there was a correlation, an immediate correlation, when I would even go and do different seminars trying to release that anger. And within hours, would end up in the hospital with a pelvic inflammatory disease. And it happened several times. And the second time, it only took an hour of speaking about my father, and the anger was so intense. So I really understood that I couldn't just heal my body and I couldn't just heal my mind. I had to find a way to heal both of them. Mm-hmm. And that's what, set me on that journey for even deeper research that I did over the next years, and then developing the Simplicity of Stillness method.
Mm-hmm. Now, at some point, you crystallize your decision and you say, I'm going to do something about this, because obviously there are a lot of negative ways you can go when you're in that situation that you just talked about. Was there some sort of moments when it came to you, an aha moment, I guess, is what they call it?
You mean the aha of understanding that the mind-body connection?
Well,
or that I was going to continue to develop a method?
That you're going to do something about it. You're going to take the action.
Right. Well, when you get sick, all of a sudden you get real clear mm-hmm. about what's not working in your life. And if you're not clear, you go into what can I do to get clear. And I was getting sick again and again. And even being told I had to have a hysterectomy at a very young age, and I didn't want to do that. So I really began that research of finding how can I have freedom that would give me a place of health and well-being in my life. And then through that study, I developed a stillness meditation technique, and I was focused on doing it consistently, believing that it would help me to find that place of freedom, if you will. And sure enough, it did. I woke up one morning and had the most extraordinary experience, and that's what helped me decide to continue and develop it into a method where more people could access that inner space that we all hope to find, that sweet spot of life. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because the SOS method can be done in only a few minutes a day. How did you develop it? What are the main elements of the process?
Well, the main elements are practical tools that you can use to help focus in on what it is you want to accelerate in your life, or solutions that you might need when you're not being able to find the answers. It's meditation technology, which is the most remarkable element of the whole method. Because as you said, this meditation technology gives people a way to access that incredible space of calm and so much more in literally 5 to 11 minutes time. And your mind doesn't even have to be still for it to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bonus. That gets rid of a lot of complaints. And then there is tools, technology, and the teachings. And the teachings come from explorations into science, because it was all of these elements that came together to develop the technology to be one that works today in such a rapid way and making such incredibly effective, has such incredibly effective results.
And some of the ways we can affect the brain, since we are rewiring the brain, one of those methods, epigenetics, very exciting new science, neuroplasticity. Talk about those two areas, too.
Yes. Well, I think more and more people today really understand neuroplasticity and how we can rewire pathways in the brain to have different habits than we've had before. But what I really discovered with the landmark science of epigenetics and want people to understand is that today, for the first time, science is proving that you might have a predisposition to anger, anxiety, depression, a lot of different addictions from generational trauma that's been passed down to you. And so if something happened in the lifetime of your grandparents or farther back in your ancestry, mm-hmm. that affected them in a really profound way, some traumatic experience, something to do with famine or, you know, war or violence of any kind, that could have set off that epigenome that then can continue to go off during the next lifetimes of people. So the research has shown, it was done actually on a mother who had high anxiety, and what happened is they were able to track that anxiety through four generations of offspring, and then they stopped, which means it could go even farther back. So that kind of is an indicator to why we might have these challenges, and that it's sitting in the cellular structure of our body. And so if you think that you can change some of your habits just from your mind, you can't. You're going to have to begin releasing it from the cellular structure of the body, and then the mind can join you by being rewired and recreating brand new expanding these pathways in the brain so that you can recreate some of the patterns that you've had and come up with new habits in your life.
And that's the neuroplasticity, the new neural connections, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what about...
That's why they work hand in hand. Understanding both of these sciences is so important.
Mm-hmm. Now, since meditation is such a prominent part of the process here, what about a person who has had a meditation practice for a long time and they're just hearing about this? Does this change anything they do or affect them in any way?
What I tell people is the simplicity of stillness is not about asking you to change anything that's working in your life. It's something to add to your life that could accelerate and give you new experiences. So just as we enjoy trying different desserts, we're not going to eat the same one time and again, and suddenly we can have a whole new experience. That's what can happen with the simplicity of stillness. And it's interesting because I've spoken to people and I've been doing this for many years now. And I have over a decade of case studies of people who are just beginning and people who have been doing it for years, 40 years, and are saying, oh my gosh, I experience my own meditations on such a deeper level now. And so I just invite people to add it in. But what I've also found is, I remember on my last tour, a man came to me and said he'd been meditating for, many, many years. And I said, well, I'm not asking you to change anything. Just try adding one of the 5 or 11 minute recordings and see if it opens up something for you. And he said, look, from what I've been reading on the research of this, I'd rather change to something that takes less time. So, you know, I think it just gives us new options, and we all like that in today's busy world.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of busy and business, you've worked with people in industry, and I'm just wondering, what is the reception like for people who are so high-powered and you know, wouldn't really think, or you think they wouldn't be thinking about things like meditation or any kind of disciplines that would change them in any way? How is the reaction to, let's say, a CEO? What are you finding there?
Well, I've had CEOs come, and what I will say is, you know, we all go through difficult times in our lives. And so it doesn't matter where you are, where you live, what your culture is. When you're going through a difficulty, you want help. And what I have, there was a man who came when I was in Amsterdam who had been diagnosed with clinical depression. And literally after the very first training, he experienced it already being released. And so, you know, things can change more rapidly than we believe, especially when you consider that this is something that's meditation and yet it's different because it has qualities that are more like those holistic therapies that I studied, like acupuncture, Jinshin Jitsu, that really begin to flow through the meridians of the body and through the cellular structure to begin eliminating those places where we're holding on to this trauma that we can't access in any other way.
Have you seen a lot of success in treating depression this way? Because depression is becoming, I mean, it's just off the charts as far as where we're seeing it and the frequency. How is it working with depression?
Well, I have seen people be able to move through depression much more rapidly who have come and have talked about that they had it. Also, what I'll say is another chronic illness that seems to be happening today, and probably from, you know, the amount of pressure in the world, is high anxiety. And then what I'll say with that is, look, we all have different levels within our body, as we know. You know, they can do tests and show exactly what's going on with the different biochemicals in the body. And if you've got a lot of that going on, it rarely is going to transform overnight. You could find instant relief, but then all the old triggers will come bubbling back up again. Mm-hmm. So the more you use, like, the recordings and you use the method, it begins to change the inner environment of your body. So imagine, like, you're even a Petri dish. What you put in that Petri dish changes what's inside there. So you are like, you know, your inner body is like a Petri dish. And the more you put in an enriched environment that actually does set off these beautiful natural biochemicals that we all have that bring about more joy and happiness, you're changing the inner environment. And that makes a big difference in how you feel in the moment and then over time so that it gets more and more cleaned up and eliminated. So that you can feel more joy over time. You can release depression.
Yeah.
So it's individual to each person.
Mm-hmm. But you have to work it. I mean, it works if you work it, like Byron Katie says.
Yeah, but what I'll say is that, you know, when you consider doing something for 5 or 11 minutes, and then you're listening to music, and it sounds so beautiful, all of a sudden, it's not like working anything. It's like, oh, God, that felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, I want to do that again.
That is a good thing, yeah. Our guest on this Chief for Yourself is Marlies Carlin, author of The Simplicity of Stillness Method, 3 Steps to Rewire Your Brain and Access Your Highest Potential. Now, you had an alcoholic parent, as I did, and what do you say to someone who is wrestling with alcoholism themselves or possibly in an alcoholic relationship and just feels completely lost? What is the first thing that you say to someone who relates that to you?
There's a place of illness that can happen to a person where it feels like there's no choice. It's almost relating what I said to the person who has such high anxiety, they you know, it's inside their body. And so, you know, that whole program of Say No to Drugs was such a joke. When your body is screaming for help, and it just messes with your mind, you can't turn that off in a minute. Mm-hmm. You have to find ways to begin diminishing that. And as it is diminished, that hole that you feel inside gets filled up. And things begin to change. And you see things differently. And now you suddenly do have choices. So it really is a self-care program that you can begin to do that can support you on your journey of healing. And, you know, like with my father, I got to a place of complete forgiveness, because I recognized that I found that his father was also an alcoholic. Mm. So what did this man deal with? And when you begin experiencing this sweet spot of calm and peace and the state of mind you get by doing these meditations, you suddenly realize there are people who will never know that place of peace and calm and love in their lives. And you just can't be angry with them anymore. You know, you might pray for them or hope for them or wish for them to be able to find that in their lifetime. And that's what I thought for my father.
Mm-hmm. I have an example of the SOS method that we can play here and listen to for a couple of minutes. And you can kind of give us the... give us the 411 on what we're hearing here. I'll play a few minutes of this and then you can explain.
Let me guide everybody for a moment, if I could. So what we'll be playing is one of the meditation technology recordings.
Okay.
And the direction that I would offer you now is wherever you are, just take these 5 minutes for yourself. Relax your body. Get as comfortable as you can. Begin breathing deep so that you're kind of allowing that beautiful energy flow to move from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And know that thoughts could come in, and just see them and let them just float by you and go back to your experience of the enjoyment of the moment. And let's just experience that now, and then I'll talk about it when we get to the end.
Okay, here we go.
Find a comfortable position. Relax deeply. Thank you.
So slowly and gently, you want to bring yourself back into the space where you are. Notice if anything has shifted from when you first began, and when you can, open your eyes. Hello.
Yes. Back to pushing buttons and things. It was nice to get away from that. So that's a segment of the entire program. Now, how long does it take to get through everything that's being offered? I know you're repeating, rinse and repeat, as they say. But how much information is there to go through total?
Well, let me say this, that, and also depending on your internet and how well you were able to hear this meditation technology, and it could have been interrupted, or, you know, that can be challenging at times going through the internet. So mm-hmm. I would just want to invite everyone to go to thesosmethod.com, where I have a free gift. And in the free gift, it's actually learning how to SOS. So you're going to get 7 days of informational audios that include the meditation technology. So it teaches you how to SOS, and you'll have, as I said, and you can do the whole thing in less than 15 minutes a day. So you can do it first thing in the morning, listen, and just watch how it begins and observe how it begins to transform the stress in your life and increase your creativity and the vitality, all the different wonderful things that it has to offer you. So that's one way to begin, if that's what you were asking me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get the book. So then the book is also online at Amazon, and you can read more about it there. And when you get the book, you also get meditation technology downloads that go with it. So, but I mean, you can begin, and people have experiences from the very first time. So things begin to shift. There was a woman who came, and she had been advised by her doctor that she really should begin to meditate. And she was having a hard time. She has a racing mind, as so many people do, mm-hmm. believed she would never be able to meditate. And then she found the simplicity of stillness. And she said, even after the first time of doing it, she felt this like tingling sensation throughout her body. So her body was already telling her something was going on. And she said by that evening, when she went to dinner, that her brother, who usually teases her like crazy and did again, this time it didn't bother her.
Mm.
And even her mother looked at her and said, "What's happened to you? You look so different." So it's showing that even within a matter of hours, it can change your response to things that are normally difficult for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally even changes the way you look, because the stress begins to release from your body. And now she said she's been doing it for several months, and she does 5 and 11 minutes. And we have 18 minutes and longer as well. But that as she's been doing it, she said her relationships in her life has changed, and she's actually experienced more productivity and creativity than she ever had before. So it doesn't take that long for it to begin to affect you in your life.
Anything new coming
so
up?
Go ahead. I was just going to say again, so I would invite you, you know, whatever calls to you, you could start with the free gift, or you could start with the book, because the Simplicity of Stillness Method book, of course, goes much, much deeper in that amount of time, and it will explain so much more about the science, and it has wonderful, inspiring stories of people and the challenges they went through, and so it's a way to just look at what's possible for you and how you could begin that practice in your life and see how you might want to add it to your life.
Anything new up and coming for you in the near future, either connected with Simplicity of Stillness or in some other direction?
Well, yes, you know, I just returned from a tour throughout Europe, through the UK and Germany. And now we'll be doing some touring in the United States as well. And also we developed a SOSmethod.org, a foundation. And we're working with people all over the world, bringing them this technology because it's digital. So people can have it anywhere and experience it on their own time and find that relief in their own lives. So a lot of things are going on right now that are really wonderful.
Very nice. The book is The Simplicity of Stillness Method, Three Steps to Rewire Your Brain and Access Your Highest Potential, from our guest, Marlies Carlin. Marlies, thank you so much for being with us and for providing so much help in so many different directions here. And please come back and talk to us again. We'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Thank you, everyone.
We will link to Marlies Carlin's websites at cheaperyourself.com. While you're there on the website, make sure you leave your email address in the box provided if you haven't done that yet. And you'll get the Genuline's blog posts. That way you'll be kept up to date with everything that's going on with Achieve for Yourself, including guest scheduling. That's going to do it for today. Be well, and I will talk to you soon.